Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew chapter 6. We began on this recently, talking about seeking the kingdom. And, man, this thing's growing in me big time. And I'm believing with all I know for light. Would you believe with me?
Yes.
We have been woefully ignorant of these things, pitifully ignorant of what Jesus talked about all the time. This ought not be. We ought to emphasize what He emphasized. We ought to be excited about what He was excited about. And I'm believing that during these times and in these teachings, God's going to help me and you. We're going to be enlightened. We're going to come up out of darkness and confusion. And our focus is going to be concentrated. Hallelujah. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, and about the 31st verse here. 6:31, Jesus said, "Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." Don't seek that. Don't think about that like the rest of the world does, the unsaved world, ungodly world. But verse 33, this is what you seek. This is what you focus on. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, the Bible says that the scepter of the Lord is the scepter of righteousness. He rules in righteousness. What every part of His oversight and rulership is right and fair and perfect and good and just. Do we seek what's right, what's good, what's fair, what's just? The kingdom of God and what's right. And if you'll do that, seeking that instead of the necessities of life, where we're going to live, what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, those kind of things. Making a living. Now, not to say that you won't need to work. Everybody's supposed to work. And God wants witnesses in every area of life. And I'm firmly convinced there are people that are called to be a doctor or a nurse, some kind of technician, just like I'm called to preach. Or whatever field, you know, a policeman or whatever the area might be. God intends that there be witnesses in every walk of life. Hmm? That He's got people everywhere representing Him. But in what you're doing and your plans and your dreams, it should not be just about your world, your family, your kingdom, seeking what you want and need, but seeking His kingdom and His righteousness. Now, there's been an error in our circles. I'm talking about so-called Word of faith people, Word people. And it has been and is, this is not something of the past, very much present. Many are seeking the principles of faith in God's Word to assist them to be successful in their endeavors. And this is not the plan. The plan is not using faith to build your kingdom. Even your church, your ministry, because that's not the kingdom. We're to be kingdom-minded. The more kingdom-minded we are, the more quickly we'll work together. Because I'm not concerned that mine might not be noticed. You're not so much concerned that yours might not be built. We're thinking about building the kingdom. The kingdom. That's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. Bigger than this one church. We're part of the kingdom. We're not the whole kingdom by any means. Can you see this, saints? Not just using faith principles and confession and faith and sowing just to get early retirement, to be comfortable, to enjoy my hobbies, to take care of my family. You say, well, I need those things. The Bible said He knows you need those things. But He said, don't seek them. Needing them is not the same as seeking them. Is it possible to seek something else and get that? Is that what He's saying? Yes. Seek My kingdom and I will add that to you. You'll get it. You'll get all that without running after it, thinking about it all the time, trying to get it like the unsaved world is. Listen to the Weish translation of this, verse 33. Therefore, stop worrying, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the pagan Gentiles are diligently seeking. We're not supposed to be like them. They're constantly worried about how they're going to pay their bills. Are we supposed to be like that? How many Christians you reckon are like that? Constantly worried about where am I going to get this? Where am I going? How are we going to get? The Lord told us don't do that. Didn't He? Don't worry about that. Don't focus on that. What are we to do? Your heavenly Father knows that you're in constant need of all these things. But be seeking first the kingdom and His righteousness, and these things, all of them, shall be added to you. Don't you like that? The RSV says, seek first His kingdom and righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. In addition, another translation says, in addition to. Now back up to the previous part of this chapter, verse 9. And you'll see He had already been talking about the kingdom. And when they asked Him about prayer, Jesus instructed us to pray, and we know, this is what we call the Lord's Prayer. We know this is a pattern that involves so many things. It doesn't take long to pray this prayer, but you are touching on so many things. And how many know the Lord wasn't just wandering around? He's speaking what the Father gave Him on this. And this is exactly our focus should be here, 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 and here. What did He say? This is the Lord said, pray like this. After this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Every prayer ought to begin with your addressing the Father. Not a saint. Not anybody else. Prayer is to the Father in Jesus' name. Period. There is no justification in the Bible for praying to saints. Praying to departed loved ones in the past and all this kind of thing. Prayer is to the Father in Jesus' name, and you start off by reverencing Him. Yes. Is He holy? Yes. Is He awesome? Yes. I think we have no idea. Almost no idea. Maybe a little bit of idea. That's one thing I am seeing. The further I go with Him, the more I begin to see how big He's got to be. He is, I'd have to talk in tongues. I still wouldn't say it. He is so awesome. Well, just look at the creation. Look into the night sky. Think about all the planets and the stars out there. What kind of power it takes to hold all this together. And He's bigger than that. He made it. He's bigger than the universe. And a lot of people don't believe it. They'll find out one day. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. You don't speak lightly of Him or of Jesus. How many know you don't use Jesus as a byword or an exclamation? People use Jesus Christ as an exclamation or a... That's blasphemy. That's not... And a whole lot of people use the word God continuously. It is, oh God, Oh my God. That's misusing the name. You should only say God, Jesus, when you're talking to Him or about Him. That's it. You don't use any of these things as a byword. How many Christians ought not use that phrase, oh my God?
Right.
Don't use that. That's not right. That's disrespectful. He's not a byword. And certainly not the other stuff. Said out loud, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Glory to God. Then the first thing that He tells us to ask about is what? Verse 10. Thy kingdom, number one. Number one is what?
Thy kingdom
come. And the next sentence expounds on that phrase. Thy will be done. Because in His kingdom, His will is done. What is the kingdom of God? Kingdom is the king's domain, the king's dominion. The kingdom is where the king rules, what the king reigns over. And here's where many, many Christians believe wrong. If you asked, what does God rule over? What is God reigning over? Many would say, everything. And that is not true. I said, that is not true. We talked about this some weeks ago in the series. We talked about you choose and about the popular phrases. God is in control. In control of what? Everything. God's in control of everything. Everybody, everything. Millions of Christians believe this adamantly. But was He in control of you? Everything you said yesterday? Everything you did? God was controlling you. Whether you ate cornflakes or raisin bran, God controlled that. There's a lot of stuff that's held sacred, but it's contrary to the Scriptures, and the enemy's behind it. Because he wants you to think that God's in control of everything, so you will blame Him.
That's right.
For all of the terrible stuff that's going on. And at the very least, just not understand why and feel cold about it. If God's will is being done perfectly throughout the earth, why do we need to pray that it would be done? Everybody said out loud, thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
How?
On earth.
As it is in heaven.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.